I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is a podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with John Hastings.
Riddle me this, Kyron. Who's got some answers? Here's the answer I do.
Oh. You asked me to riddle, and didn't afford me the opportunity.
I'm from Canada. You got to jump right in. Because
or else Americans will talk.
It corrects the mundo, or the winds of winter will take you away, which is what we call Americans.
How you enjoying? You're in Melbourne. You've been traveling around.
I'm in Melbourne. I'm full of hand rolls and various smoothies from places you wouldn't think would offer smoothies.
Where's the strangest place you've bought a smoothie?
The
so
library.
Far?
Didn't even need to think about it. But why does this library offer smoothies? The question is, why doesn't other libraries offer smoothies? Can I say this about Melbourne? Melbourne has gotten rid of the free tram zone in the CBD, which now just means I've stopped paying for trams.
Well, let me tell you this. No, it has not.
It has not?
No.
And by free zone, I mean I've just been getting on the tram and just taking it to various locations and getting off because
they don't
take tap-on credit cards here in Victoria.
You take the Mikey card.
I'm not doing that. Other places allow me to use my credit card. I'm not giving another. Every year I give $6 to the fucking city. They have enough. They have 24 of my dollars.
Good news. The last government who did that stupid contract with
Go
Mikey,
ahead.
It expires in June. So if any questions about Mikey come up, we've got it covered. But
absolutely.
If there's any other areas of knowledge base that you don't have, we have a brains trust.
Oh, we do, yes.
To assist you. Would you like to meet them?
I would like to meet them.
Well,
where
first
are
of
they?
All, they just walked in. It's a big hello to business owner Bill Candle.
Hello, thank you for having me on. My name is Bill Candle.
Yes, Bill Candle. And what sort of business are you in, Mr. Candle?
I run a reasonably successful all-I-can-eat buffet.
Sorry, all-you-can-eat?
All-I-can-eat, Bill Candle.
I have a couple of questions. Is the level set each day of how much food is given out at the restaurant by what you can eat in the morning, or is it just, do you guess?
It changes throughout the day, so I wake up, I decide how hungry I am, then I get the caterers to put out a certain amount of food, mm-hmm. and I generally just go up to the table, and they go up to get their second plate of pancakes and eggs and whatnot, and we have all sorts of fruits, and I say, sorry, I don't feel like a second plate today. I'm not particularly hungry this morning.
Okay.
So they only get one plate.
Interesting. It's an interesting business model.
I have another question, Bill Candle. Does the cuisine change with your mood? So like sometimes you wake up and go, it's lasagna for breakfast. That's what we're serving.
No, it's an all-I-can-eat buffet, not an all-I-want-to-eat buffet.
Okay.
So thank you for the question.
It'll be easier for the chef.
Exactly. Yes. So we have a number of foods. We have chicken, vegetables, turkey, eggs, soup.
Lots of different foods.
Cheese.
There.
I can go on all day.
It's not in the library, is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not in the library. I did hear that conversation, but no. It's not in a library.
So Bill Campbell is here to help on the
Billy, very excited to have you aboard.
Very excited to have a nickname.
But the Branch Trust does not end there. We also have here for you a woman written by a man. It's a big hello to Clementine Jane Waters.
Hi, I'm Clementine. I'm Jane. I don't know. People call me CJ. You can call me that if you want, but that's okay.
We can call you Clementine Jane if that's what you
like. No, CJ's fine. Everyone calls me CJ, so it's okay.
Could you describe you walking down the street the way a man would describe a woman walking down the street?
Well, I don't even have to do that. It's just my experience, you know?
Yeah, true.
I don't know. I'm walking down. I'm reading my copy of Pride and Prejudice. I'm always running into things. I'm so clumsy. I don't know. Sometimes people call out. They'll give like a little whistle.
Do you enjoy that?
Most girls don't, but like it's kind of flattering, to be honest. I don't
it's
know. Most
that
girls
you
don't
would
like
have that perspective. What?
What?
Mm-hmm. And how's the marketing job going?
Oh, it's really good. I'm always getting coffee for people. I'm always spilling it in the lift.
Clumsy.
I know. I'm so clumsy.
Cute though.
Yeah. I don't know. I just do like quirky things, but I don't think it's that unique. So whatever. I don't know.
Can I ask CJ a question?
Yeah, of course.
As a woman ridden by a man, what type of food would you like to eat at a buffet?
Oh my God. So I know you'd probably look at me and think salads, but I actually love steak.
We've got that.
I know it's crazy, but like I could eat all you could eat and probably more.
Well, come on down to Bill Candle's All I Can Eat Buffet.
We have a quiz. Should we do a quiz?
I want a quiz.
Question number one. The term home run was already previously used in a different sport before becoming a mainstay in baseball. What was that sport? Do you follow sport, John? Follow Canadian sports?
Of course. The language debate between French and English in Quebec and lacrosse. I do not. I don't. I mostly follow professional wrestling, which is a sport for all. I would say home run was originally used in cricket.
You reckon it was cricket? Do you follow sport at all, CJ?
I love sports. Mm-hmm. I love NFL.
Right.
And I do... Okay, I do this crazy thing where I like to buy NFL jerseys, but I buy them a little too big.
Yeah.
And so when I wear them, you can't even see my shorts beneath them. I know. Sorry, I know. Yeah. I don't know. But
that's crazy.
But yeah, I do love NFL. So maybe it's NFL. I don't know. I don't know about baseball though. Baseball's crazy.
Do you have any TVs at the restaurant?
Yes,
do you
have, like, we have several TVs. All I can watch. And
do you decide what goes on the televisions? Or
absolutely.
Do you? Okay, good.
Yes,
yeah.
There's a lot of hard quiz. And replays of Hard Quiz.
Mm-hmm. And love that Tom Gleason.
Other ABC quiz shows.
Mm-hmm. Any sport? Bowls.
We love bowls.
When you say ABC quiz shows, is that one with the bearded man and the large group of people that narrows? Is that one of the shows?
Paul McDermott are you referring to?
Yeah.
Is he a comedian?
Paul McDermott?
I really only watch Louis C.K.
Oh, you're a big Louis fan?
I really love Louis. I know it's bad, but he's like really funny.
Jump or cricket?
Cricket or Louis C.K.
I'll put cricket or Louis C.K. Question number two. What is the French word for moose?
I'm going to ask Bill Candle. Do you think it's le mousse?
Well, we serve a number of moose items. Moose is good all year round.
Now, of course, there's the chocolate mousse. Is there other types of...
Oh, I was thinking more of savory mousse.
Oh, yes. A savory mousse, such as like a salmon mousse?
The animal, the moose.
So what did you mean then when you said you have several mooses?
We know different mooses by name.
You have several carcasses of your moose friends at your restaurant.
You serve several different named mooses.
Yes.
Do you find naming the animals you're eventually going to slaughter makes the meat taste sweeter?
I find it's quite upsetting. And I've got to stop doing it.
Who do you have on the menu right now?
We've got Bill. We've got...
You named after you.
It's named after you.
You know, I didn't even think of that.
You just could only think of one name.
Well, now that you mention it, yes. But yes, we have William and Billy.
Bill, William, and Billy.
Those are all named after you and probably your children.
You know, again, now that I think about it, you're absolutely right.
So what is the French word for moose? Bill, Billy, and William are options available to you,
They're all
John.
Good, but I'm going to go with le mousse.
I'll put le mousse.
Le mousse.
Do you speak French, CJ?
Did you do a year in France abroad?
How did you know?
I mean, I don't know how.
I did. My favorite thing to do in France was just sit by myself at a cafe, read my book, eat like a few croissants. I actually don't mind
Shakespeare
how much.
Shakespeare bookshop.
Of course,
I'm always sitting on a train by myself looking out the window and then someone will come up and ask me what I'm reading and then, I don't know, sparks just fly.
Do you want to put le mousse?
I am going to put Lemus, yeah.
I'll lock in Lemus. Question number three. What is the name of the largest desert on Earth?
I can tell you the name of the largest dessert on Earth.
Can I just say I love dessert? And I actually order it first at meals instead of last because I think we need to enjoy life more.
So have you ever been to Bill Candle's restaurant, which I can't remember the name of?
All I can eat.
I'd love to because it doesn't sound super fancy and I'm just not that fancy of a girl.
Yeah. We actually go like the opposite way. Yeah.
So what's because the...
Dirty, in fact.
Oh, yep. Dirty.
Yes, to give it more of a homey feel. Mm. The floors are not clean. The plates are not clean.
Are the troughs where the food is stored clean?
Well, people actually eat from a trough. We give them a little trough like a pig.
And do you clean those troughs?
Well, I find that it gives it more flavor. Sort of like a soup that's been cooking for a while.
Yeah. Mm. But so you've got the biggest dessert.
Yes.
In the world. Now, some of your mains are named after the animals that are actually...
Actually,
you know,
no. Sorry, Kyron, just to clarify. Some of the mains are named after him.
Yes.
When they're served.
That's true. So what's your dessert called?
Yeah.
Big pancake. It's the world's biggest pancake.
And is that in the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the world's biggest pancake?
We're not interested in getting those people in.
The answer to the question is, I'm going to say it's either the Sahara Desert.
Mm-hmm. My mom actually almost named me Sahara.
It's a gorgeous name.
Yeah, I know.
Do I Clementine in the end? What was the change there? Because
I don't know. I think she just wanted something different, you know? Every girl has been called Olivia and, I don't know, like Sophie.
Something unique.
But yeah, I think she just wanted something like a bit special. But it's crazy because I'm not even that special. I'm just a normal girl.
I'll put Sahara. Question number four. Name one of the two Australians to have won the F1 World Drivers' Championship. Do you like the Zoom Zooms?
I do not, but who I'd like to ask is... You, Kyron, because I think you would know, but that's not how the game works.
I don't know the answers yet. I'm happy to contribute. I don't know the answer to this. I watched Drive to Survive and started to enjoy
I actually liked
F1
before Drive to Survive.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right, well then who is one of the two Australians that won Clementine?
Sorry,
Jane Waters.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was actually, I have one earphone in with the Smiths playing. Could you repeat it?
I'm going to say the answer is Matt Ricardo because that's the only F1 name I know.
Matt Ricardo is a waiter at my restaurant.
That's what I'm thinking of.
And is it a brother of Daniel Ricardo?
No relation.
No relation. No.
Daniel right. Ricardo. That's
what
the
a
name.
Coincidence then.
I did know, but I would never correct you.
Thank you. That makes sense.
I just want to put Matt Ricardo.
I want to put Daniel Ricardo, Andrew Ricardo, whoever the Ricardo who drives
he
F1
hasn't,
is.
I know he hasn't won the World Drivers' Championship
well,
before.
That's I disagree with you.
Okay, we'll lock in Daniel Ricciardo. Question number five. What is the name of the Vietnamese currency? Have you ever traveled to Vietnam before, CJ? Because you travel to Paris, of course.
Of course.
Usually Europe. But sometimes I just look out the window and I think about traveling. I've got Wanderlust tattooed on me.
Do you?
Yeah. But
do you
I
have
think,
many tattoos?
I think it tarnishes you, so not a lot. I just have my little brother's name. He's crazy. I love my little brother. I'm kind of like a mother figure to him.
Mm-hmm.
I just have like this mothering sense to every man I meet. I don't
but never been to Vietnam?
No, I haven't been to Vietnam.
Vietnam. What about you? Have you traveled to Vietnam?
Never been, but we have a chef who has been to Vietnam.
Oh, great.
The way you said he's been to Vietnam.
He's been to Vietnam.
So it's
he
quite
was
authentic
in Vietnam
so
for a number of
For a number of years.
What years?
Weeks.
Yeah, what years was he there
which
for?
Which decade?
He was there 2 years ago.
Okay.
Visiting.
Okay. God, okay.
Visiting.
Okay.
Visiting.
He did a cooking class there, so it's quite authentic.
So it's authentic cuisine.
It's authentic. It was an hour cooking class, and he learned how to make pho. And I said, isn't it pho? And he said, no.
No.
And that's when I knew he was authentic.
Yeah. Smart. Great.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's the Ho Chi Money. No, Ho Chi Money.
The Ho Chi Money, you
Ho
reckon?
Chi Money.
Because I think I might have some input as well.
Go ahead, Kyron.
I think it's the Dong.
Oh, come on now.
Come on, mate. Let's keep it. It's a family
That's
show.
That's so funny, Kyron. No one laughs at this kind of stuff anymore.
I hear what you're saying, and you might be right, but I also might be right, or we might all be right. So I'm going to go with my guess, which is the Ho Chi Money.
Okay, we'll lock in Ho Chi Money. Question number six. The site of the famous Meredith Music Festival hosts one other festival. What's it called?
Bill, have you ever been to a music festival? One word answer.
No.
CJ? One word answer.
Do you go to
obviously.
Yeah, do you like Splendor in the Grass?
Yeah, but I like the quiet parts of Splendor. Like, I like the back of the crowds where you can just kind of see what's going on and do some people watching, and mm-hmm. I can dance in my own space.
Yeah.
And it's where you see and meet the most interesting people.
Of course. And, like, bands-wise, you know, Lizzo and...
Lizzo? I don't...
Lizzo or Florence? She, Lizzo.
Yeah, she's really popular, isn't she?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really listen to that kind of stuff.
You're more into, like...
Like 100 Gex and, like...
What was the name of that band? That's
100
Gex.
100 Gex.
I love. Yeah. Okay, that's the only time I'll get into the mosh is for 100 Gex.
Yeah.
Sometimes because I'm so tiny, I get lost in there, and I have to put my hand up, and someone always pulls me out, and then I just get straight back in. It's so much fun.
Do you have their album?
I have it on vinyl. Yeah.
I do like live music, though. I will say that we have music happening at the restaurant. Live music.
What instruments?
My son is learning the drums.
So it's just your son playing the drums in the corner of the
Absolutely.
Rest?
And he's getting better.
Sometimes I sing. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Sorry.
I forgot what the question was.
The site of the famous Meredith Music Festival. You heard of that before, Jackie?
I have. What's the Meredith Music Festival, CJ? Three words.
Best night ever.
Good, good.
The site of it. The Supernatural Amphitheater, or the Soup, hosts one other fest.
I'm going to say the answer is Splendor in the Grass.
Okay, I'll put Splendor in the Grass. I mean, it's called Golden Plains, but you happy with Splendor in the Grass?
Yeah, I'm happy with
Splendor in the Grass. Question number 7. What is the medical term for a runny nose?
Bill?
The term for a runny nose is get over it. Because I have a lot of employees and they say, oh, I'm a bit sick. I say, get your ass in here, okay? Mm-hmm. We don't have a sneeze guard at my restaurant. Okay, we don't need one.
At the buffet.
At the buffet.
I like what Bill's putting down. You know what he is? That's a business owner.
Thank you.
I stand with business.
Thank you.
So I'm going to say the medical term is get over it.
All right, I'll lock in.
But I want it to be, but at the end of it is the riff from the Eagles song Get Over It, which, let's be honest, is one of the worst songs ever, where it says...
I like the Eagles.
I know you do. where they go, get over it, gwee!
I'll put with the Eagles riff.
Thank you.
We'll lock it in. Question number 8. Charles Babbage invented the first mechanical computer in the mid-19th century. What was it called?
CJ, your guess, 5 words. Bill, same, but only 3 words.
Oh,
I don't use computers.
Show over. All podcasts are canceled. No, just kidding. Bill, same question. 3
not
answers.
Not interested either. We don't need technology in my restaurant.
What's the next computers. Answer?
What is it? Cash only.
None of this tap and go bull hammy.
Will you accept trades? Like if I show up with a moose that's alive, will I be able to trade that for a
that
dead moose?
For a moose like,
that's dead.
Yes. Bartering we accept. If you have a number of ball bearings or spices.
Are you a skateboarder? What's the ball bearings?
I can't reveal what I'm doing with the ball bearings.
Are you eating the ball bearings?
I'm using the ball bearings to control my stuff.
Bill, can I ask you a question?
Sure thing.
Do you accept like coins that like fumble out of my pocket?
Ugh. Yes, begrudgingly. I'm not happy about that.
But Charles Babbage invented the first mechanical computer in the mid-19th century. What was it called?
I don't know. I could tell you who invented the first calligraphy pen.
Go ahead.
I don't know. Sorry. I don't know why I said that. Sorry.
I'm going to say he called it Old Faithful.
You're doing so well.
That's what I'd call tampons if I used them. I just don't get my period.
Question number 9. Who is the current Secretary General of the United Nations?
Oh God, I hope it's a man.
I think it is.
Yeah, if I know anything about the United Nations, it is.
Have you been to New York before, CJ?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Dun, favorite dun, part?
Dun, dun. Standing in Times Square and spinning around and looking at everything.
With a camera tracking?
No, not a camera, just like my eyes. And then I go home and I watercolor it.
Great.
A friend of mine was walking through Times Square and thought he was making fun of a tourist doing that, and it was a police officer getting photos because there'd been a shooting. And he And he like walked by
in Times Square.
He was walking by and he just went taking photos of Times Square. And the guy went, "Over for the NYPD, someone's been murdered." And he was like, "Oh my God, I'm sorry." I'm going to say the answer is...
Have you had any famous people come through the restaurant?
Absolutely.
Obviously, very frequently restaurants like yours.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't mean to disparage your restaurant, but we'll have like photos of the famous people that have been through the restaurant in the past framed with, I imagine, with the owner, with the proprietor in the photos. Do you have that
system? We do have
system?
That.
You do?
Mm-hmm. But yes, some people would say they're not big celebrities.
Oh, who have you had? Who's up on the wall?
Jeff Pisano.
Don't know Jeff.
Do you know Jeff Pisano?
Jeff Pisano. Friend of mine.
So they're just friends of yours that you've taken photos of and framed on those.
But you know,
are you hoping they'll
Jeff Pisano is quite a successful man. So what I'm not just putting up.
What area is he successful in?
He drives Uber, but
but very well.
But what's, very well, and he's a five star
rating.
My son, the drummer,
he's up on the wall.
He's
as well.
Up on the wall.
Do you want to know what's up on my walls?
Go ahead.
An unframed poster of Pulp Fiction.
Signed or anything? No.
Oh, there's also a set list from Death Cab for Cutie that they signed and gave to me. they found me in the crowd. They pointed at me and they said, "You look like..." I guess I just wasn't looking that interested. And they were like, "You're different." And I was like, "I guess." And so they brought me backstage after the show and they gave me the set list.
Wow. But who is the current Secretary General of the United Nations?
I don't remember who it is.
It was Ban Ki-moon.
It was Ban Ki-moon.
It was, yeah.
But I don't think it's him anymore.
We serve that at my restaurant.
Ban Ki-moon? Oh, I can see his face and I have no idea what his name is. I'm not even going to guess what... I'm going to say Robert Talmadge McGregor.
A Scot running
No, he's not from Scotland. He's from Puerto Rico. How dare you assume he's from Scotland with that?
Question number 10. The Grateful Dead's highly devoted fan base is known as what?
They're known as the Deadheads.
Are you one?
I am one, yes. Got on the bus in old 2021, as they say in the colloquialism of the Deadheads. If you're looking for a place to talk about music with the energy of people talking about baseball, welcome to the Grateful Dead fandom.
Yeah.
It's like all of my dads if they did drugs. Yep, that's what we do here.
Trying to put the Deadheads.
It's the Deadheads.
We'll lock in.
Technically, it was originally the Dead Freaks, but they changed it to Deadheads.
And well, it rhymes, doesn't it?
That's exactly why.
That's 10 questions.
Ooh, let's find out how many I got right. 10, probably.
How do you feel you did?
I think I got one correct. I think I got that last one correct, and then the rest I did not get correct.
I'd be surprised if you didn't, because men are always right.
Let's find out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Question one. The term home run was already previously used in different sport before becoming a mainstay in baseball. You said that sport was cricket or Louis C.K. The answer is cricket.
Hey!
Wow.
We'll give you a point there. Question number two. The French word for moose is moose.
Holy shit.
Two
just
out
like
of two.
Us.
What is the name of the largest desert on Earth? You said Sahara, but it's the Antarctic Desert.
Oh, every
That's
fucking...
That's one of those silly ones, isn't it?
That's right, like health codes.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
You said that Daniel Ricciardo is one of the two Australians to have won the F1 World Drivers Championship, but it's Jack Brabham and Alan Jones.
Damn it, Alan.
I love Alan Jones.
Different Alan Jones, I think. Oh. Question number five. Hang on, you love Alan Jones.
Well, that's
Jones,
the one thing we play through the speakers, is Alan Jones.
Over the drum?
Over the drum.
Just as a Canadian man, can I please know who Alan Jones is and what I assume
I can tell you.
He committed?
Well, Okay, so Alan Jones is like, I guess he's into conspiracy theories or whatever. And look, I personally don't agree with him, but I think it's really important to hear everyone out and everyone's points of view equally.
Especially then. Alan Jones.
Question 5. What is the name of the Vietnamese currency? You said Ho Chi Money, but it's the dong.
Damn! So close. That was my second guess.
Question 6. What's the other festival that's held at the Meredith Music Festival site?
Blender in the Grass, what we know is the Golden Compass or whatever.
It's Golden Plains.
1,000 apologies.
Question 7. What is the medical term for a runny nose? You said get over it with...
Bee-wee! Get over it!
But it's rhinorrhea.
Oh.
Ew.
Boy. I thought you got that from a rhino.
Question 8. Charles Babbage invented the first mechanical computer in the mid-19th century. You said it's called Old Faithful, but it's Analytical Engine.
Oh.
So no points there. You're doing so well at the very start.
At the very start.
Question 9. Who is the current Secretary General of the United Nations? You said Robert Talmadge McGregor.
Certainly did, and I stand by that answer.
But it's Antonio Guterres.
All right, let me tell you actually what happened. Is I pictured his face, but yeah. I could not guess what his name was. And I also knew me just randomly trying to guess a Latin man's name was not going to necessarily translate just... Pablo. Yeah, so we just
John, I think you should have just gone for it. People are really sensitive these days, and I think we should be able to say more.
And it's the Deadheads. The Deadheads are the fan Deadheads. Group of the Grateful Dead, giving you 3 out of 10.
Hey!
Congratulations.
Thank you,
congratulations.
Bill.
3 out of 10, that's what I got on the health code score.
3 out of 10 is what I see when I look in the mirror.
You sound like you have confidence issues.
I kind of do, but I'm just hoping there's a man out there who'll help me with them.
Well, my son's available.
Oh, that's okay.
If he's not working, because I think you're open quite late, aren't you?
25 hours a day.
25 hours a day?
Yes.
Where was that extra?
We sneak an extra hour in the middle somewhere.
Man, hustle culture's so valid.
Well, I don't know what that term is, but...
So you're open all day because it's Melbourne Comedy Festival at the moment, which means people are coming through like at all hours, I imagine.
Yes, and we have a couple of shows happening in the restaurant as well.
Oh, really? You're hosting shows?
Yeah. I'm not hosting shows, but a few comedians.
Yeah,
come
all you can
yeah,
laugh.
What are the shows and where are the shows?
Worst of British. It's the worst it's British the acts.
I mean, yeah. I think I've actually played that show a couple of times. What else are you also doing?
I bet it's all women. They're not funny.
I mean, I wouldn't say it, but...
But you would agree with
me. I'll let Alan speak for me.
Have you caught any shows at other venues?
I'm working.
That's a shame. Because like, there's so much on.
Is there?
Yeah. A lot of comedians from like other cities who have come into Melbourne okay. to perform shows.
I would just like everyone to know that the conversation that is happening for this podcast, I've had with a variety of actual Australians in this city. Oh, you're here for the Comedy Festival. When's that start? Started 2 weeks ago. You know, I think I might get tickets in about 3 weeks. Well, it'll have been over for a week after that. Well, you know, it's nice that they come to Melbourne. I don't think that you were aware that this was happening.
Yeah, you seem to have missed it. So you'll miss people like Ben Coshin, who's down from Sydney.
Wouldn't be interested in it.
You're not interested in tickets to that?
No.
Even if you went to comedyfestival.com.au and bought tickets to Ben Coshin?
Sounds pretty bad.
Okay, well, Bill Candle, thank you so much for
thank
being
here. Thank you, Bill
Candle. Maybe back to work.
Maybe you'll catch him in Sydney then.
Maybe.
You'll be able to travel up to Sydney.
Probably not.
Where he's doing his show as well.
Yeah. We are trying to expand into Sydney, but yes.
Great. And Clementine Jane Waters, CJ, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You don't like women in comedy?
No, and I don't think they should be paid the same.
You think they should be paid less?
I think the gap is a lie.
Ticket prices should be lower.
Is Bill Burr here?
He is.
I don't think so.
I love Bill Burr. He makes me laugh so much. Yeah. I don't know. I'll probably just be going to a lot of poetry nights and like book signings.
What about like Emma Holland is down from Brisbane performing her show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Is she a girl?
Yes, yeah.
I probably won't see her then.
Oh, it's about orangutans. It's called Save the Orangutan.
I don't know. It sounds like she's trying pretty hard.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like people who just kind of like their authentic selves.
Okay, great. Well, then Emma Holland, tickets available at comedyfestival.com.au is where you shouldn't go.
No, I would never.
And John Hastings, congratulations. 3 out of 10.
Thank you.
Wow, you said that so earnestly. You just accepted the congratulations.
I feel great about it. I knew exactly the information I came here with, and I have shown that. And I'll tell you where you can show your information, and that's at my show, which is at 7:20 every day at the Greek Center. Go to melbournecomedyfestival.co.uk and buy tickets.
.co.uk.
Is it .co.uk? No, it's
.com.au,
sure it is. Isn't it? It's, of course. Why can't we just all have one stupid URL? .com.au, John Hastings.
Where are you going after that?
I will be going back to my house in in Los Angeles for 10 days. And then I will be doing the second cruise booking ever I've done as a comedian. I always said I would never
as a comedian. You've done some other cruise bookings.
This is the second time I've worked a cruise as a comedian, and I'll tell you why. I started working cruises. I said I'll never do cruises, and then they showed me how much money they were willing to give me to do a cruise, and I said, "You really overshot my price by a substantial margin to get me to say yes to this." So that's what I will be doing, and also I'll probably be lurking up. Which desert is the largest? And of course, stopping by Bill Candle's restaurant.
Come on down.
And getting some show recommendations from CJ.
I have so many festivals to get to. So.
Yes, of course.
I'll take you along to them. You'll have a great time. But only as friends for now.
That's Wax Quizzical. We'll see you next week. And goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.